各位好，欢迎收看方光明一周新闻综述。赵明归来，并在爱尔兰三圣大学举办新闻发布会，答谢各界营救。下面请看来自爱尔兰的报道。
He's been in prison in a labor camp in China since May 2000, and he was just recently released on March the 12th from Twanhe labor camp near Beijing. And we're here today to welcome back to Trinity and to his new life, Jeremy.
It was really a hard and painful time period. It's not a heavy thing to recall those memories, but I feel very responsible to say something about the truth, about things there, because there are more practitioners of Falun Gong still in the camp.
It's very difficult for us to understand what he's endured and the beliefs he stood up for. And the torture he's endured and so on in China. And it takes a very courageous person to come through that and be in such well mental health only 10 days after his release. So it gives you an idea of the strength of character he has. And we're delighted to have him back.
During a period of 2 weeks, I was only allowed to sleep only 1 to 2 hours each day during the 2 weeks period. And on some other occasions, we are not, we are physically punished, forced to do a kind of military squatting for a very long time, more than 10 hours a day. And it's really very bad to my legs. Now I still feel having no feelings at the bottom part of my legs, although I can't walk and can't do movement. They shocked me just 2 weeks before I get out from the labor camp. They five policemen using six electric batons to shock me all over the body, and the electricity is over at least 30,000 volts. It made my body shaken violently, and it's very painful. It's also very harmful to my mind, to my mental situation.
Although he sits here, you think he looks fine. But I think the damages of her mind, his mind and the physical conditions, it's beyond our imagination and expectation.
We understood that he was a prisoner of conscience. That meant that the Irish government, as signatories of the UN Declaration of Human Rights, had to do something about his case, or were obliged to. And they said, okay, well, we'll deal with the case of Zhao Ming at the EU-China human rights dialogue level. So they wouldn't do it at the intergovernmental level. But subsequent to that, I mean, we've had great help from everyone. Amnesty, Mary Law from Frontline Defenders, these people that have contacts and were better organised and helped us as a group become more media savvy, for want of a better term, and know how to actually get our message across. So instead of just having rallies and demonstrations that weren't focused, you know, we organised letter writing campaigns, met with more politicians, probably knows every politician in Ireland at this stage. She added more and more to the list as the time goes on, and people we have to thank. And basically, the case seeped into public awareness. And once it did, then we found that, you know, there was a positive response, because the case of Ming is a tragedy. I mean, it is a tragedy that somebody gets not just imprisoned, but, you know, indefinitely imprisoned and tortured because of their beliefs. So there has been a great response from the Irish people, and eventually that did seep up to Bertie actually bringing it up at the intergovernment level.
To commend Ming, as Jim did, for his strength while he was in the camp, and also to note that while you were here before, you made a lot of friends. I've met a lot of people whom you knew before, and I heard a lot of very good things about you. So So you're definitely part of this community.
I'm very happy that I'm free and I'm back here to resume my study. Thank you all, thank you.
Just on behalf of everyone I've met over the last number of years, people who have been to college, who've left, who are over in America, everywhere. You know, this is just a day
thank
people
you.
Have been hoping for 2.5 years, and you know, we're glad you're back, and it's great to see you.
Thank you all, thank you.
I feel privileged that Ming actually, you know, managed to get out, but we realise that there's still hundreds of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners who are suffering, and some of them are giving up their lives with the belief, and it's tragedy, and you know, we should continue our efforts to try and help those people. You know.
原国内法轮功学员的形式多种多样，有的学员用画笔来表达自己的心声。法轮功学员张翠英前不久在英国剑桥举办画展之后，日前又在日内瓦举办画展，而这次画展的目的是紧急营救长春的法轮功学员。
3月20号到23号，张翠英义展义卖画展分别在日内瓦大酒店、日内瓦大学和 Grand 戏剧院举行，得到中外各界人士大力支持。授款全部用来营救受迫害的法轮功学员。联合国非政府组织成员 Ryan Wedlow 说，我和你们一起分享真善忍。法轮功这个坚持真善忍的精神运动是具有巨大生命力的，它一定能够战胜中国政府的镇压。
另外，在短短的2周之内，张翠英在瑞士5个城市的9个地方办了9次画展，每次画展都吸引了很多电视台的记者和报社的记者，在卢塞恩和阿劳州的当地电视台采访了张翠英。当他们问到张翠英是什么力量使她一次又一次回到中国的时候，张翠英回答道：“为了人权，为了正义。”
那么我们知道呢，张女士她是澳洲的公民，曾经呢回中国大陆替法轮功说一句公道话，结果呢被非法关押了8个月。那么她从中国历劫归来之后呢，她就拿起她的画笔，把自己在中国的遭遇以及她修炼的经历呢融汇到她的作品之中。她的画展呢在世界各地呢都引起了不小的反响。有一位替她主持画展的艺术家说呢，当我一打开张女士的画册，我震撼了。张女士的传统中国画很特殊，是一种永恒的艺术。那么还有一位记者呢评价他啊这一阶段的作品是说呢是洗尽铅华无纤尘。下面呢让我们一起来欣赏一下张女士的作品。感谢您收看放光明新闻节目，我们下次同一时间再见。